Okay, good evening, everyone. So last night we discussed that when a person eats a meal that they were obligated to eat bread, such as the Friday night Shabbos meal and the first Shabbos day meal, then the halacha is that when they bench, if they neglect to include the special mention of the day, in the case of Shabbos, that's Ritzei v'Hachlitzeinu. If they forget to mention it, then the benching is not valid. And if they've already completed benching, they have to bench over again. Or even if they haven't completed, but once they're into the fourth bracha, now then they have to go back to the beginning. The fourth bracha is the bracha of Baruch Hashem Alkeinu Mochalam, Hakel Avinu Malkeinu Adireinu, that bracha. Once you're into that bracha, it's too late to correct. It's too late to fix up your benching. You have to repeat benching. Go back to the beginning of benching, start over again. Now, so we started to say, though, that if you completed the third bracha, Bonei Barachama V'Shalayim Amen, but you haven't begun the fourth bracha, right there's a special bracha you can insert. But before, I just want to go back one step before that. Let's say you got to the place where, maybe I should have told you to bring a bench, but probably most people are familiar with this. You're getting towards the end of the third bracha, right? And you said, Shalom Nevosh, Shalom Nekolem, Li'olam Va'ed. And the next words during the weekday would just be Uvenei Yerushalayim. But right there, you're supposed to put in Ritzei, right? You have to say Shalom Nevosh, Shalom Nekolem, Li'olam Va'ed. You're supposed to say Ritzei V'Achlitzeinu or Elkeinu V'Elkeinu Senu Yalav Yavo. You forgot to do that, and you started Uvenei Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh Meher V'Yameinu, Baruch Atah. Up to there, you can still just stop and say Ritzei. Let's talk about Friday night, Shabbos. You forgot Ritzei, but you've continued with the next words, Uvenei Yerushalayim, Ir HaKodesh Meher V'Yameinu, Baruch Atah, but you haven't said Hashem's name yet, so no harm done. Just stop right there, and just go back to the word. Just say Ritzei. Just say Ritzei. And then continue again, Uvenei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh. But if you've said already, Uvenei Yerushalayim Ir HaKodesh Meher V'Yameinu, Baruch Atah Hashem, and you're about to say, Bonei Baruch Atah Yerushalayim Amen, Baruch Atah Hashem, then you can't just stop and go back. But on the other hand, you're not so far that you're committed to the special bracha. Meaning at that point, when you said Baruch Atah Hashem, you should say the words Lamdeni Chukecha, because as probably many of you recognize, there's a pasuk in Tehillim in Kapitel Kuf Yuches 118, in the Bay section towards the beginning of the Kapitel, there's a pasuk which is Baruch Atah Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha. That's the pasuk. You could say that pasuk, it's an entire pasuk. You're allowed to say that pasuk. Now, typically in the middle of benching, you're not supposed to be saying Tehillim. But nonetheless, if you've already said Uvenei Yerushalayim HaKadosh Meher V'Yameinu Baruch Atah Hashem, it says Hashem's real name, and then right there you realize, what did I do? You say in your mind, not in your mind. You say in your mind, what did I do? I was supposed to say Ritzei, I forgot it. So right there, say the words Lamdeni Chukecha. So you've ended up saying basically Uvenei Yerushalayim HaKadosh Meher V'Yameinu Baruch Atah Adonai Lamdeni Chukecha, and then you go back and just say Ritzei. Go back meaning just say Ritzei at that point. And then repeat again, of course, Uvenei Yerushalayim HaKadosh Meher V'Yameinu, and finish it off the right way. Baruch Hashem, Bnei Baruch Hashem Amen. So again, so if you said, till you said Hashem's name, even if you said the words of Uvenei Yerushalayim, and even if you said Baruch Atah, you just put Ritzei right there, and then continue Uvenei Yerushalayim. If you said Uvenei Yerushalayim, et cetera, Baruch Atah, Hashem's name, then say Lamdeni Chukecha, and then say Ritzei, Oyala V'Yavo, and continue again with Uvenei Yerushalayim. But once you said already, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei, about to say, Bonei Baruch Atah Hashem, and you said Bonei, or you said Bonei Baruch Atah Hashem, Amen, but you didn't start the fourth bracha, that's what you put in the special bracha. Meaning once you've committed yourself to completing the third bracha, because you said, Baruch Atah Hashem, Bonei, so now you can't say Baruch Hashem, Bonei, Lamdeni Chukecha. There's no such passing in Tehillim. So at that point, when you said Baruch Atah Hashem Bonei, you are committed now to finishing off the third bracha, Bonei Barachamav Yerushalayim Amen. And having done so, you now put in the special bracha right there. Now the special bracha can be found in many benchers and sidurim. There's a nusach v'Shabbos. I have a siddur open in front of me. There's a nusach for Shabbos. There's a nusach for Yontif. There's even a nusach for Rosh Chodesh. Even though I told you, Rosh Chodesh, if you forgot Yalav Yavam went on, you wouldn't have to repeat benching. You would just go on. But if you remember at that very point, you remember right there in between the third and fourth bracha, there's still a special bracha that you say. It's still not too late to, you know, to fix it up a little bit by saying the special bracha. So you'll look in your siddur, you know, you'll see for Rosh Chodesh, it's shorter, but whatever it is, you'll look, it's not, in general, the special bracha is not too long at all. But that's what you would do. You would say, I'll just read it for Shabbos. So again, the person said, and in his mind, he remembers he didn't say, so just continue. And then you say, with Hashem's real name, of course. And then you just continue with the fourth bracha. So that's what you do. Now, once you've begun the fourth bracha without saying this, you forgot Ritzei, and you already began, you said Ben Yishlam HaKadosh, and you finished it, and you began the fourth bracha, and it's too late. If you began the fourth bracha, then too late, meaning you can no longer insert the special bracha. You would, at that point, if it's Shabbos, if it's the first meal of Shabbos, Friday night meal, or the first day meal, stop in your tracks, go back to the beginning of benching. Bench over again from the beginning and remember to say Ritzei. Excuse me. If it's Shalosh Shudas, you just go on. Because Shalosh Shudas, since it might not be an obligation to have bread, you just go on. Even though you had bread, just go on. If it's Rosh Chodesh, just go on. Okay. Now, what happens if it's Yom Tov? What? So, okay. Somebody asked why the special bracha is a bracha. Ritzei itself is not a bracha with Hashem's name. So it's a very good question. But we'll have to suffice it to say that if you remembered the right way to do it, the choice way to do it is to put the bracha to put the mentioning of a Shabbos or Yom Tov into the third bracha. That's its lechatchila makom. So it doesn't need a special bracha. It's not supposed to be. But once you forgot, and you've already completed the third bracha, so it, rather than, you can't just say it randomly. You can't just say Ritzei and then go on. The way to do it is you have to make it into a new bracha. Chazal did it. Chazal made it into a new bracha. That's the basic idea. If you incorporate it into the benching, so it's part of a bracha. But if you didn't incorporate it, and now you're in between, you finished the third bracha, you didn't start the fourth, you can't just say it there. Rather, you have to say a new bracha, which Chazal coined for us, authored for us. Okay, now, just want to discuss briefly Yom Tov. On Yom Tov, do you have to eat bread? Well, if you're of the male gender, the answer is definitely. On Yom Tov, a man definitely has to eat bread. Two suddas, not three, not like on Shabbos. On Yom Tov, there's no chi of shalosh suddas. You just have to have a meal at night and one meal during the day. And if you didn't have a meal at night, so you have two meals during the day. There's no shalosh suddas on Yom Tov, unless, of course, Yom Tov falls out on Shabbos. But if it's Yom Tov alone, two meals, and you don't have to say, you know, but they have to be bread. They have to be bread on Yom Tov for a man. For a woman, it's a big machlokas. Because remember, I explained once that really eating bread on Shabbos, or eating a suda altogether on Shabbos, is really a mitzvah saseh. That's part of the positive commandments of Shabbos. And women, and it's time bound, it's Shabbos, only on Shabbos. Women typically are pater, or are peturos from time-bound mitzvahs to say. But on Shabbos, they're not pater, because we said Zohar and Shamar were linked together, so the mitzvahs to say of Shabbos apply to everybody that has to do the mitzvahs lo saseh, that has to observe the mitzvahs lo saseh. That includes women. As long as they're Jewish women, they have to do both. But Yom Tov, there's no Zohar and Shamar. Yom Tov, it's Yom Tov, you have to keep the lo saseh of Yom Tov, but do you have to keep the assay of Yom Tov? Do you meaning women? Do you have females? Do you have to make kiddush on Yom Tov? Do you have to eat a suda? Maybe not. Their mitzvahs are say shesman grama, and I say maybe not. But one of the greatest achrona of the last few hundred years says not. This is a guy, Rabbi Kiva Eger. You probably all heard of Rabbi Kiva Eger. Kiva Eger in the first tshuva, in his very first tshuva in the Sefer Shailos Tshuvas, Rabbi Akiva Eiger paskins that women do not have to eat on Yontif, or certainly they don't have to have bread. They don't really have to eat on Yontif. You know, for those of you on a diet, I'm not suggesting that you know Yontif be your diet day, but technically, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, women don't have to eat on Yontif, and they don't, and if they don't have to have a suda. So, and therefore, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, if a woman forgot Yala V'Yavo and Yontif benching, she doesn't repeat benching. If she remembered in time, you know, to say the special bracha, then of course she does, because that you do even on Rosh Chodesh, you know. But if she already began the fourth bracha, then just go on. She does not repeat benching because she didn't have to eat, even though she did eat, but she didn't have to. And the rule was, from the other night, the rule of thumb, as I call it, is that if it's a suda that you didn't have to eat bread, you didn't have to eat bread, even though you did, but you don't, if you miss the special mention of the day in benching, it's not critical. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, a woman would not bench over on Yontif. With one exception, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger, when's the one exception? Pesach night at the Seder. Pesach night at the Seder, women do have to eat bread because they have to eat matzah. Women have to eat matzah just like men. That's a, even though it's also a mitzvah shagrama, but there's also a special limud that whoever is not allowed to eat chametz, which includes women, is obligated to eat matzah the first night of Pesach. So the first night or second night in Chutz La'aretz, if a woman forgets Yalaviv and benching, she has to repeat benching just like a man. But any other Yontif meal, she would not, says Rabbi Akiva Eiger. And many go with this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, but some poskim don't. The Mishnah Brura, although he never addresses it head on, he doesn't seem to agree. He never brings this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which itself makes a statement. Why doesn't he bring this, Rabbi Akiva Eiger? It's so relevant to discuss. Why did he omit it? I think personally, but he omitted it because he didn't agree, but he didn't want to argue with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. He didn't want to butt heads with Rabbi Akiva Eiger. So he never addressed it directly, but there are indications in the Mishnah Berurah that he holds differently, that a woman is obligated to eat bread on Yontif. And there are achronim that disagree with Rabbi Akiva. So it's a very big shaila, very big shaila. So the eitzah is, the best eitzah is, don't forget, you're benching on Yontif, make sure you use a bencher, don't forget. And the husbands, before you start benching, remind everyone at the table, including your wife or daughters, don't forget Yalav Yavo. It's very important on Yontif, because otherwise you'll be in a big shaila. Do I repeat? Don't. If you did forget, okay, you did forget. Now what? So if there happens to be someone at the table who didn't bench yet, maybe ask them, oh, you're about to bench. Do me a favor. Bench out loud and have me in mind. Be motzi me. Or else, maybe you should get up and wash and eat another kazayis of bread, and then bench and say Yalav Yavo. And this way, you know, the benching, as I said the other day, the benching will go back on what you ate before if you really weren't Yotze. That might be an answer. Now, most women are saying, are you kidding? I finished a Yontif meal. I'm going to wash again right away and have another kazayis of bread or matzah on Pesach, you know, if it's not the Seder. Pesach, by the way, only the Seder night is when a woman would for sure have to, not the other meals of Pesach. So he said, well, I'm going to wash again, have another kazayis of matzah, another kazayis of bread. It's a hard answer. So at the end of the day, if you can't do any of the eitzes, what should you do? It's a big suffix. What can I tell you? Rabbi Akiva Eiger says don't bench again. Mr. Brewer's mouth, you should. Most of the contemporary posts can say not to bench again. Follow Rabbi Akiva Eiger, don't bench again. But the best idea is try not to forget on Yontif particularly. Okay, thank you very much. Have a wonderful evening. And oops.
Thank you.
Thank you.